On the last night of our time there, one of the things I got to do was bake the campfire. And if you were with us last year, you know that Rick Ward built the campfires. And his commitment was that they could be seen from space. My commitment was that it would just work. And so with a little help from others, mostly instruction on why more lighter fluid is always better. We had some nice little campfires. But on the last night, I got to get the campfire started with my jeans. I had worn, these were my favorite jeans. They were so comfortable. I really have enjoyed those jeans, but they were starting to get a little worn in some spots. And so these were the work jeans I decided to bring with me on the trip. And I, by the end, they were so torn up, and I had this big old hole in the back of the jeans, and it's like they were done. I was not bringing these home. And as I was sharing this with others, I found out that other people were doing the same thing. They were bringing specific clothing to this trip that they had no intention of bringing back with them. They came with a clear sense that they knew they were going to get so grubby and so, they're just going to use these clothes up. And they don't care about these clothes, and it didn't matter. Which, as you've seen these pictures scrolling, you see why they did it. But I brought another piece of clothing that is my favorite. Now, when I say favorite, I mean this is an article of clothing I wear more than any other article of clothing. If you see me in my neighborhood in the mornings walking my dog, I'm wearing this. If you see me at the supermarket, I'm probably wearing this with my Crocs. Yeah, that's right, my Crocs. I like them. They're comfortable. I've had this sweatshirt for, gosh, I think I bought it when I first moved when I first came to Walnut Creek. So this sweatshirt is now, this sweatshirt's like 10 years old. That's right. Now, no, I just got it out of the, I just got it out of the, out of my suitcase. You can smell it if you want. Wore this all week. The jeans I can burn, but this, I'm not ready to let go of it. And therein lies the challenge for us, friends. There are certain articles of clothing that are so comfortable for us, Paul says. There's certain ways of living our lives, Paul says, that are so comfortable to us that we'll just keep doing it long after it stopped being a good idea. And I love that he uses this image of taking off the old self and putting on the new self. Your life used to be a certain way, he says, but you're not that person anymore. You're now in Christ, and you're going to take on this new life. You used to be a cynical person. You used to be a selfish person. You used to be a person who just did whatever felt good to you. You used to be the person who liked to be famous for all the snarky comments that you used to make. You used to be the person who was absolutely committed to getting your way all the time. You used to be the person who was a rageaholic. You used to be that person who would just take what you wanted instead of actually working for it. You used to be these things, Paul says, but now throw that stuff away. Take that clothing, just, like with my jeans, just burn it. You don't need that anymore. You thought that looked good. It never did. Just because you've been comfortable with it so long doesn't mean it's a good look for you anymore. Let it go. I loved being on this trip because it gave us an opportunity to each morning get up, sore as we were, put on the same filthy, grubby clothes, but more importantly, to put on Christ. I got to put on Christ with John Hom, who outworked me every single day. I got to put on Christ with Sue Willie while we jackhammered a concrete slab apart together. I got to put on Christ having to put up with Doug Gibbs as my supervisor for an entire week. I got to put on Christ as with early mornings, late nights, full time. We got to put on Christ for each other. And we were compassionate toward each other. And we cared for each other. And by that, we showed that we belong to Jesus. That is the ethic. That is what sets us apart. 2 centuries after Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians, there was a historian who, when he was reflecting on this weird group, this new cult of people who were following Jesus and beginning to really upset the apple cart of Roman culture, the only 2 things that he could comment on were that this group of people were really strange because, first, they believed in the actual resurrection of the body. They thought that this body that we've been given mattered to God. And secondly, they didn't sleep around. That was what he remembered. That's the kind of radical, earth-shattering way of behaving. That they were people who, unlike all the other people around them, really believed that who we are in Christ, how we've been made, is precious to God and holy, and that we should treat each other as holy beings. And because these people just did that, because they believed that your body matters and that your soul matters and that we should hold them as precious, they were changing the world. Because they believed that, when everyone else were leaving their sick and dying people in the cities and running to the countryside and letting grandma and grandpa just die, the Christians stayed behind and nursed them back to health. Those who lived went on to praise God and establish the church. Those who died, died loved and cared for. It's that ethic, it's that way of being that transforms the world. And we get to live that out, not only when we go to Santa Marta, but also when we are with each other in this church, when we partner well with Onuri, and when we continue to give ourselves away in love to this community. That's what it means to be the church. In the first 3 chapters, Paul says, this is what God's given to you. He's renewed you in Jesus Christ. You are a different person. In the second 3 chapters, he says, you still have to choose that new life. It is still your choice to make. I got to choose what I'm going to do with this sweatshirt. You got to choose what you're going to do with this new life that the Lord has given to you. Amen. We're running late. Please stand for the benediction. And now, in the name of the one who calls you into the new family of God in Jesus Christ, the one who has sealed you with the Holy Spirit and blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ, to you who have encountered the love of Jesus, which is higher and wider and deeper than anything you can imagine, to you now, friends, I say, go into the world and love with an extravagant love. Go in peace. Amen.